Nine American figure skaters were finally honored today in Paris with the gold medals that they won in 2022 at the Beijing Winter Olympics. The ceremony was delayed by a doping scandal involving a Russian figure skater and by years of legal wrangling and controversy. NPR's Brian Mann reports.
It wasn't supposed to happen like this, but it was glorious. Nine American figure skaters marching out to a roaring crowd with the Eiffel Tower in the distance.
Oh, that was incredible. More than could have ever dreamed of.
That's Vincent Zhou, part of the American team that performed masterfully at the Beijing Games, only to be denied their gold medal. Zhou said that wrong was made right today during the Paris Summer Olympics.
Everything's come full circle now.
Here's what happened. At the Beijing Winter Games, the U.S. skated elegantly. Here's team member Alexa Kinnearum.
Our performance was electrifying, and it was part of our team's effort to win the gold, and I wouldn't have done anything differently.
But the Russian team, led by star figure skater Kamila Valieva, edged the U.S. out of a first-place finish. Then in Beijing, it was revealed Valieva had tested positive months before the Games for a performance-enhancing drug. That triggered years of review, legal challenges, and international controversy. In the end, Valieva was disqualified, banned from skating for 4 years, and last month, the U.S. figure skating team learned it would be granted the gold medal. Nathan Chen, one of the stars of the American team, says this ceremony in Paris is vindication and a chance for the team to come together to celebrate.
Of course, like, you know, our Olympics was the Beijing Olympics, so it would have been cool to have in Beijing, but at the same time, again, we just wish that we could celebrate a medal ceremony together at an Olympics, and we got that wish.
This celebration comes as these summer games have been rocked by another doping scandal, this time involving Chinese swimmers. Asked about the future of clean competition, Vincent Zhou said the gold medal around his neck is a victory for drug-free sport. Members of Japan's skating team also received their silver medals today. The Russians, who slipped from first to third because of Valieva's disqualification, were not present to get their bronze medal. Brian Mann, NPR News, Paris.